If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Absolute Batman tops June sales chart. Age of Revelation revealed. Dwayne McDuffie Award finalists announced. This is Comic Book Club News for July 10, 2025. Absolute Batman continues to be a monster hit as the ninth issue from DC Comics hit the top of the sales charts for June 2025. Per ICV2, both DC's Absolute line and Marvel's Ultimate line continue to do gangbusters, with Ultimate Spider-Man Incursion number 1 taking the number 2 slot, followed by Absolute Superman number 8 at number 3. Both Ultimate Spider-Man and Ultimate Wolverine also hit the top 10, as well as Absolute Wonder Woman. And rounding out the top comics were Imperial number 1 at number 4, Captain America number 1 at number 10, and 2 issues of Amazing Spider-Man. Overall, DC had a significantly lighter month, nabbing only 12 spots on the top 50, while Marvel grabbed 31 slots. Image Comics grabbed 4 slots, 2 for issues of Invincible Universe Battle Beast, and 1 each for new issues of Transformers and Exquisite Corpses. IDW grabbed 2 spots for TMNT number 9 and TMNT X Naruto number 4, while the surprise hit of the summer, Mark Spear's Monsters, continued to truck along for Keen Spot Entertainment, coming in at number 45. Marvel is honoring the 30th anniversary of the massive Age of Apocalypse crossover with a brand new crossover that will rewrite the entire X-Men line of comics. Get ready for the Age of Revelation, teased writer Jen McKay via press release, quote, "Enter the Age of Revelation. I'm extremely excited to be at the center of this event. We're traveling to the alien future of the Age of Revelation, where the stories unfolding in the Revelation territories and beyond will decide whether this is the dawn of a new world or the end of one. We've been exploring a whole world, and it's been really exciting to see other creators make corners of it their own. Starting in October, the entire world will be reborn thanks to Doug Ramsey, formerly known as Cypher, and now Revelation, the heir of Apocalypse. Starting with Age of Revelation Overture number 1, written by McKay with art by Ryan Stegman, the event will spin off into new titles, including Amazing X-Men, Unbreakable X-Men, and Expatriate X-Men for, quote, the foreseeable future. In addition, this will impact the Marvel Universe as a whole with new title launches including Radioactive Spider-Man, X-Vengers, and Iron and Frost. In total, there are 16 new titles being launched from this event. As for the story, it's set 10 years in the future following the events of September's X-Men, where Revelation seeks Cyclops' help to create a world where only the fittest survive. Now that Doug is amped up with the power to control the whole world, he changes it into a, quote, utopian haven for mutant kind, though it's based on a little bit of a lie, which includes wiping out all of humanity. The first 2 issues of the crossover both launch on October 1st. Five finalists for the Dwayne McDuffie Award for Diversity in Comics to be presented at this year's San Diego Comic-Con have been announced. Per the Beat, the nominees include Akogun, Brutalizer of Gods, Alan Scott, The Green Lantern, Call Me Iggy, The Graphic History of Hip-Hop, and Recognized. Named for legendary creator Dwayne McDuffie, the purpose of the award is to recognize diverse voices in comics. Prizes chosen by a committee, including writer Mark Waid, Marv Wolfman, and more, and the award will be presented by actor Phil Lamar.
noir.
Just a little op-ed here at the end. This award is good, and it's great that it exists. But also, the idea of diversity has evolved over the 10 years this prize has been around, and having books that range from a history of hip-hop to a superhero's exploration of his gay identity leads to a bit of a mismatch that could be easily addressed with multiple categories, rather than the blanket label of diverse. Regardless, these are all good books, and congrats to the nominees. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. Fingers crossed they finally reveal Revelation's age. My guess is 22, but I guess we'll see. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.